little long break, you know, but we're back and ready to talk about X-Men 97. How was your
break?
That's
right. Did you do anything? Breaks are nice. Breaks are good.
I like breaks. I think I just kind of want to be in a constant break.
Yeah, I hear you, dude.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, we went to see some friends, and we stayed at a hotel for over a couple of nights and hung out there
nice.
For a little bit.
Nice, yeah.
Kind of relaxed and lounged, and now we're back to work and back to the podcast and back to watching X-Men. And we got X-Men 97 next week, right? What is that, Tuesday?
It's on the 20th.
That is, so the day's Sunday, so it's going to be Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
Sounds perfect. How many episodes we got? Do you know?
Well, they're dropping two on the 20th. Mm-hmm. I think there's 10 total.
And hopefully they're going to do it, so they're not going to drop all 10 at once, right? It's going to be every...
Okay. Right, they're doing two, and then they're doing weekly after that.
That's actually going to be, well, so if they have 10 total, that's going to be fine. But the original episodes, what, like 20 episodes?
It was a lot. It was like 17 series something like that.
Yeah, this is something I've been thinking about. If when you look at like Netflix and like Amazon Prime and stuff like that, like shows like The Expanse or anything like that, those seasons are far shorter than the seasons we're used to as kids. Like the TV shows as kids, like Star Trek had like 20 seasons, like 20 episodes a season, like or right. 15 episodes. And like, it just seemed normal. Like,
what was The Sopranos like?
I didn't watch The Sopranos.
You didn't watch The Sopranos?
No, I didn't watch. My wife watched it. I don't understand the big deal about it. It's like,
it's a good show.
I guess it's a lot of good shows.
Well made, well acted. Well shot.
I'm just not interested in it. I'm just not.
All right. Well,
how many episodes do they have?
I don't know. Because they're kind of the start of television changing, right? Mm-hmm. Becoming more like movies. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly. I think they're maybe somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Well,
the reason
TV shows used to have a ton of them.
Yeah, because they were cheap to make. Right, it wasn't expensive to make.
Like, a lot of the animation in this show is a one-second animation that's on a loop.
And it's like...
You have a crowd of protesters. They animated 1 second, and then they looped it.
Oh, yeah. Even that was hard. And they even had production issues in different seasons. I think season 2 and 3 had some production issues. They couldn't show all the episodes, and they had to do a mix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... It wasn't like...
I was surprised at the quality of the video. It looks like they took this off of a VHS tape.
Well, I mean, Mike, come on. Back in the 90s, 97, this was prime cartooning. It looked amazing.
No, but like... Yeah, but their cartoons were better looking than what we're watching now. Like, it doesn't seem like they archived this at all, like in any reasonable way. It really seems like they... found some VHS tapes in a vault, and that's how they transferred it to digital.
Yeah, it looks terrible. It looks
because it's fuzzy. It's fuzzy looking.
Yeah,
it looks terrible. It's got that VHS tape fuzz to it.
Yeah, it looks bad, and it's actually jarring. If you watched, I remember when Batman the Animated Series came out, it was jarring to me how good that looked compared to X-Men, which looks not good.
Right.
But the animated quality is just not good, and of course. If you compare X-Men to like the anime that was coming out at the time, it's not great. But it's cheap, so they can kind of just make a bunch of them.
So our original intent was to basically watch all of these episodes and kind of prepare the listener for what's coming next.
That was an ambitious goal, and I think that was a lot to go. I mean, I think that's something we could have done and tried, but we did the best we could. Mike watched more than I did. I watched about 4. Mike watched about 6, 7. How many did you watch, Mike?
Maybe 8. So including, I watched the last episode.
There you go. So you've watched way more than I have. And so that's great. And so, but I still have my.
It was tough though. It's like, it's not good.
But I still have my encyclopedia like knowledge of X-Men and cartoons.
Right.
So I can.
Yeah.
I can hold my own in a conversation.
I really remembered liking this show when I watched it.
I actually loved
when it came out.
And one of the things that I noticed when I was doing the rewatch and now I remembered is the amount of characters they just dumped in here. Every X-Men you could possibly imagine, they were just throwing it. They didn't care. They were like, we're just going to have a great time. which is really impressive. They just tossed them in, and it shows the limitations of live action that you just can't do that with live action.
Right.
But with
Colossus showed up in one of the episodes.
Yeah, like Archangel shows up. Like, you know, you got Dazzler, you got all these people, you got the Mojoverse and all this other stuff. It's like really, really amazing.
I believe there were some Spider-Man crossover episodes, but I didn't watch any of those.
It's like incredible. But like looking back at it, it's just, I don't know if it's still as incredible or it's just kind of sloppy. And I'm curious.
Well, it doesn't hold up to like, so I've got kids, so I've watched cartoons, like modern cartoons, you know, Avatar: The Last Airbender. Maybe that's too much of a great show to compare this to, but I mean, they're both kids' cartoons and this doesn't hold a candle to Avatar: The Last Airbender. Mm-mm. It's like, it's really bad. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is way better. Like, you know, the modern Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoons that I've watched. Yeah, this was like this, you know, the theme song still is so, you know, warms my heart to hear the theme song because I really enjoyed watching all these shows, but it's not holding up to a rewatch for me, at least.
Can a reboot hinge on a theme song in order to get people to watch it? I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think for sure.
I think so, 100%.
I'm still looking forward to it. I mean, it's got to be better, right? Like, it's gonna take everything.
Here's what I'm excited.
It's gonna have modern cartoon learnings applied to the X-Men.
Yeah, here's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about watching these because they'll be a little shorter. You can just watch them like probably 30 minutes, probably you'd be done with it. It's episodic, so we always get one a week. I'm excited about that. And I'm excited. It's like, I just feel like watching all the old episodes was just too much to try to encapsulate. But having watching these one at a time is going to be really fun. And here's the deal, and people might not know this. The X-Men animated series is based off of a lot of Chris Claremont's work. Mike, who do you know about Chris Claremont?
I don't know who he is. No.
Chris Claremont is a writer. He wrote the X-Men for a very long period of time. He was in charge or did the Phoenix Saga with Jean Grey and the X-Men.
There's a lot of episodes of the show that are about Phoenix. There's a Phoenix Saga series of episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the season three is like mostly about Phoenix.
The animated series is basically Chris Claremont, like all the stuff he was doing in the 90s. I remember the X-Men comic book was extremely popular in the 90s, especially when the X-Men rebooted and they had the Uncanny X-Men, but then they had this regular X-Men that was done by Jim Lee and Chris Claremont. It was a super big deal when it came out. And then you had X-Force, X-Factor, there was another X-Team. I forget what it is. And that's kind of set the stage for years to come. And so Chris Claremont...
Generation X,
that came a little bit later. But yeah, so Chris Claremont's stamp is all over this. I have a kind of idea about what you're going to see with the X-Men 97, but I know you got some questions, so let's go through your questions real quick, and then I'll get some
predictions. I noticed there were a couple of episodes of this series that was called Days of Future Past.
So we talked about this.
Did we? What do we talk about?
Do you remember watching the movie Days of Future Past?
I regrettably do. Yes.
Okay, so we've went through this ad nauseum. Okay, like,
were you talking about the cartoon or the comic book at the time? You were talking about the comic book, right?
I'm talking about the comic book, the cartoon, the movie. They all tell the same.
I don't
think
you brought up the cartoon.
Okay, I did not bring up the cartoon.
I think you were just talking about the comics.
But it's the same deal.
I was surprised to see that title showed up in the cartoon.
What?
Because I don't remember it.
Chris Claremont was the one who did that whole thing.
So he did. That was my question. Yeah.
Yeah, he handled all that. Yeah. He did.
I hope those episodes of the cartoon are better than the movie was.
Oh my God, dude. The movie's great. Everybody loves this movie. I do not understand.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I do want to say one thing. Chris Claremont.
I might go back and watch those two episodes of the cartoon.
Okay. Chris Claremont did a lot of work with the X-Men, but he doesn't own any of it. And so that's really something that we don't talk about much. All this stuff that
that's all for hire.
Yeah. So all these creators did so much work building this amazing universe, and then Marvel just sucks it up like a vacuum and just repurposes it. And
they, unless you're like one of the head guys, like Stan Lee, you know, and even he didn't, you know, he wasn't rich at the end.
Yeah, there has to be a way to fix that problem. It's like, why should I give of myself to something else when I'm not going to get the benefits of it? And like, I feel like there has to be a way to, especially with AI and stuff coming out, there has to be a way to pay these creators for their work. And
well, what I'm thinking is like, how do people like you and I get residuals? You know, let's get some residuals out of Hollywood. Like,
why in the world would I get residuals?
I don't know. We got to find a way. We got to find a way,
I haven't done anything.
Don't you want residuals? I want residuals.
Well, I would love residuals. You know? Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, give me some residuals.
I also want a pig that flies in the air and poops out money. When you see that, let me know. I'll take it, you know?
Right. I'm just saying, before I fight for these other guys to get residuals, I want to start seeing some.
Yeah, if you lift someone else up, you're lifting yourself up, Mike.
That's right. No, that's true. That's true.
Anyway, hit me with these questions. I see you have a couple questions.
Not really questions, just things to talk about. So a lot of this is based on the early episodes of the series because I didn't make it anywhere near as far as I wanted to. But we do open up with there being, I was surprised, like the first two episodes, Sentinels are here.
Yeah.
They're attacking, they're attacking Julie. That's how we get her, we get started. But there's the Mutant Control Agency at the beginning of the show. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we've talked about this before. We talked about X-Men. The key thing you have to understand about the X-Men is that they're a metaphor for the discrimination and prejudices in our society. And so you can take the mutants and you can apply any other minority group that we have in our society right now, and it fits really well. It's actually interesting. The Mutant Control Agency is kind of like an offshoot of the Mutant Registration Act, which was an act that said if you're a mutant, you have to register. And I'm going to talk about this in a couple of different ways for our listeners. So it's weird. Like, can you imagine that if you're a mutant and the government says we need you just to tell us you're a mutant? We're not going to do anything to you or anything like that, but you just have to give us your DNA and register yourself as a mutant so we know. Like, there's a reason why we don't do that kind of stuff. And the reason why people are very hesitant to do that, like there's a bunch of different bills, and this is going to sound weird at first, but there's a bunch of different bills in different states right now about pornography. And right now they have these bills that say that you can't log into, like, let's say Pornhub without putting in your driver's license. Who's going to put in their driver's license into a porn registry? That sounds like the stupidest thing in the world. Like, no one's going to do that because that's going to get abused at some point. Like, someone's going to be like, hey, we noticed you watch porn. We have a record of it. Like, what? Well, who would do that? And on the flip side of that, there's these little hints of these of registrations about, hey, we want a registry of every woman who's had an abortion in this country.
Yeah, that's the closer analog that I see is that, where they're trying to now register women that are pregnant or of the age of pregnancy.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That's insane. Crazy. The thing is, I'm not saying that the United States government is malfeasant, but I am saying that the United States government has a history of being that way. And, like, who knows, when someone's in power, they're like, oh, look, we have a huge registry of all these women who can get pregnant. Let's use that to our advantage. I love the fact that the X-Men have always been, like, 30 years ahead of the stuff that we see now. Like, you know, like these really good writers and creators, and a good creator and a good writer sees the future, right? That's one of the things we have to do, is try to predict what's going to happen. And, like, this is easy to see, right? Like, the idea that mutants would be abused, that mutants would be hunted. And, like, we've talked about this before. If we had, like, 1% of our population, which would be 3 million people, if 3 million people in the United States had superpowers, the government of the United States would find all of them and try to lock them up, use their powers, something like that. And that's not, and I'm not being like hyperbolic. That's absolutely true. Like, if we had people who could shoot lightning out their hands and can manipulate the weather, you don't think the United States government's going to find that person and be like, you're going to work for us and you're going to do things for us. Oh, you can shoot optic blasts out your eyes? guess what? You're joining our military. Like, it just, that's how it would look. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. It's really important to understand that there would be people who would fight against it, like Magneto and Professor X. So it's really, so again, this show quickly, very quickly encapsulates all the good things about the X-Men. It's one of the things I love.
Very cool. I have a feeling they're probably going to be showing up in these new episodes.
Yeah, too. It's probably going to be a lot. I mean, it's timely. And the weird thing is, it's been time. It's always been timely. Like, you know, right. You know? Right. So they're definitely going to do some interesting things, 100%. I'm curious
to see. X-Men started out being woke, and they continue to be woke.
Yeah, X-Men
shall forever be woke.
Yeah, X-Men were the original woke.
Right.
Before woke was woke, X-Men was out there. If you were reading X-Men comic books, you were super woke. And that's funny because a lot of people have read X-Men comics.
Or you should have been. Like, yeah. It should have wakened you up.
Yeah.
If it didn't, there's something wrong with your brain.
If you've read X-Men comic but you're a racist, you've missed the plot. You've missed a lot of different things. You know?
Right. Like, right. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's funny. There is a weird thing about racism and X-Men comics. It's a strange thing. Like, a lot of people didn't like that Storm became a leader at some point. They think there's too many, like, black and brown X-Men. Like, what the hell are you talking
really?
About? Like, what's going on? That's the story.
Like, yeah. Again, something wrong with their brains.
Yeah, you missed the plot. Anyway, keep going.
Storm, I did not remember that she has an accent. She has an accent in the cartoon.
She's African, so she should have an accent all the time. But she definitely has one in the cartoon.
Is Egyptian African?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's from Egypt.
Well, she's African.
Okay. It is part of Africa, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think of it as being African, though.
I do.
You do? Okay.
Most people do, Mike.
Well, that's the difference of our perspective, I guess. I don't know. I guess I'm more European,
oriented,
and you're more African-oriented.
Do I need to get you a map?
But they are on the part of Africa that, like, bumps up against Europe. You know?
Well, it's, I would say...
That's why their skin color is different.
If anything, we could talk about Storm being Middle Eastern, you know? But she's not. She's African. And that, in fact, I didn't know she was from Egypt. I thought she was from someplace else.
Cairo. She grew up in Cairo.
No, she grew up in Cairo. She's not from Cairo. She grew up there.
Okay.
She's from someplace else. Right. I gotta look that up. Guess what? She's Kenyan.
Kenyan. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yep.
All right. Did you see the really bad 3D models that showed up sometimes during the end credits?
Yeah, it was horrible.
I remembered seeing them. Like, when they showed up again, I was like, oh, I remember those. Although I'm sure at the time I thought they were super cool.
It was
now they look really, 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 really bad.
I mean, it's the late 90s. I mean, we were doing the best we could, you know?
Right. Like, they probably looked better than whatever was on the PlayStation at the time.
Me, yeah, for sure. Like, but, I was playing Destiny 2 the other day, and and I might have had some let's just say, I might have had some herbal tea at the time. And I was looking at the character models and the action, and I was like, this looks so good. Like, when I was a kid, we had Mario Brothers, and we had, like, a couple bits bouncing around the screen. And now you have these super detailed characters, looking like lifelike, running around the screen.
That's crazy.
And, like, Destiny 2 is, like, the low bar of that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty old, right?
Yeah, so considering, like, it's crazy how crazy video games have come. Anyway, go ahead.
Jubilee.
Yeah, one of my favorite characters.
Me too. I really remember. I love Jubilee. Mm-hmm. Don't know why.
I think because she was in our age group. She was around the same age we were.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yep,
she's young.
Yeah, right now it's funny. She's young. She's like 50 years old as a character, and she has a kid in the current comic books.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah, I like that.
And you know her real name is.
Yeah. Hang on a second. It's Jubilation League.
Yeah, it's Jubilation League. I always thought that was fun. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, I like it. She says, it's not my fault. I can't help the way I was born.
Yeah.
Is it possible that that's an analog to something?
Yeah, being gay, probably.
You think that's just, no, can't be, right? That would be woke. this is probably just a coincidence or something, right? They didn't intentionally put that quote in there.
It's such a good quote.
Or give her that dialogue.
It's such a good quote. Yeah. And it's weird. It's not weird, but if you talk to some people about this, some people will say that you're born gay. Some people say that you decided to be gay. And some people say it doesn't matter. And I'm sorry, leaning on that it doesn't matter. Kind of feel like it doesn't matter. Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's interesting. That is definitely.
There might be some people that decide to be, you know.
Yeah, and this quote is like it kind of brings up like again like prejudices, and it's true. Like if you're a mutant, you can't help that you were born this way. And if you look at being a mutant versus being black or gay, being a mutant is so much more different than who you have sex with or the color of your skin, because you can actually do things physically with your body. Like Magneto can manipulate metal, you know, like that's a crazy ability. To think how crazy our world is when it comes to bigotry and racism now versus if we had mutants in our society, good Lord, it'd be a disaster. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would definitely be on the Magneto train. We would have to take over the world. We'd have to. We have no choice.
Okay. Unrelated, I have another quote here from Cyclops. So you can tell that this was in the 90s. He has a line where he goes, "Of course, not." So you remember the old "not"
remember thing? It. I say that once a week.
Oh, yeah. You're keeping "not" alive.
Oh, yeah. Not. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Oh, yeah. That brought back
good Lord.
Memories, whether they're fond or not. Who knows?
We said that so much.
Yeah, it was a lot. There was like a Saturday Night Live episode or a skit, I think, that was all about that. I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, that's terrible. Those are fun. Those were back in those days.
Simple days.
We had no worries.
That's right.
Yeah, everything was fine, you know? Like we had Bill Clinton in the White House. We were making
presidents were presidents.
Yeah, we were making money hand over fist because of the tech boom. Right. You know, like everything. Yeah. Everybody had some cash. We didn't have any kind of crazy wars.
Right.
And then, you know,
it's been really long since any kind of major recession or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, what a fun time. It really was fun. I wish you guys remember it. It was great.
We're alive for it. Yeah, it was nice.
From 1990 to 2000, that was a great 10 years. It really was a great 10 years.
It was. Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of crazy school shootings.
They banned
assault rifles.
They were banned.
For a while. Mm-hmm. What else?
Mm.
It snowed in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Snowed in the winter. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. The biggest problems we had were like drinking and driving. And like pot use. People were smoking pot.
Oh, yeah, that was highly illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember pot being like a deadly drug.
That's probably the worst, like the, you know, going back in time, that would be the worst part of it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Depending on how much you're how much you partake.
Yeah. I can't remember. What else was going on? Is there anything else that bad happened then? I don't think so. We had terror.
I mean, racism was probably still at about the same level, right?
I would say racism then in the 90s was just the same as you have now, but it wasn't weaponized as much.
Right. It was more
at
a simmer. Mm-hmm.
You could afford to go to college if you had a job.
That's true. Houses were more affordable.
Yeah. No wonder these cars too. No wonder
cars weren't insanely expensive. Yeah, do you know how much the average price of a car is these days?
$40,000.
Yeah, it's like in the high 40s, I think.
Yeah, that's the average price for a car.
The last time I bought a car, I was like, I'm never going to buy a car over $30,000.
My most expensive car I bought was $10,000.
Nice.
I don't even have a car now, which is great. That's good. Anyway, yes. No wonder we're so nostalgic for these cartoons. It was a great time.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time.
We don't have those anymore.
Ugly mutants live underground.
They call them Morlocks. They call them Morlocks.
Do you think that's where Murlocs and World of Warcraft came from?
Probably. It's based off of the Time Machine by what's his name?
Oh, that's right. French dude?
What's the name?
Wells. Oh, H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells. Mm-hmm. So it's based off that. So the Morlocks lived underground, and then you had the other people, I forget their name, they lived on top. But yeah, the Morlocks were this, I mean, if you think about it, if you're a mutant and you have like severe, if you had severe physical abnormalities, you would have to go somewhere and hide. And so having them live underground makes sense to me. Sadly, it does. You know, they'd be.
It's like the, it's literally though, it's the ugly mutants. The pretty mutants get to live on the surface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The ugly mutants have to live underground.
I mean, the mutants, they get to pass, right? They get to be on the surface. But if you have.
Well, I mean, you know, let's see who doesn't. Beast doesn't pass, but he's cute or pretty.
Yeah, he's got blue. Yeah, exactly. And he, I would say his intelligence allows him to kind of be in society a different way versus a mutant with like a claw for an arm, you know, or has like severe.
He's like a squirrel instead of a rat.
I would say that's pretty good. And even Angel, you know, has like these, before he turned into Archangel, he had these beautiful wings, you know, and he was also physically beautiful.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, it's really interesting when you think about the Morlock storyline. Again, good writers predict the future, predict what would happen. So that was a really good one for them.
Juggernaut says that his powers are magical, not mutant.
True.
What?
Yeah, it's true.
I thought you were going to get mad about this.
No, it's absolutely true. He's not mutant.
How does he have magical powers? I thought none of the powers in the Marvel Universe were magical.
What? There's tons of magic powers in the Marvel Universe.
Who has...
Okay. Doctor Strange?
That's magic?
Yes. Doctor Strange.
It's not cosmic powers?
No. Okay, no. It's magical powers.
Yeah, okay.
We have lots of magic out there.
Okay.
No,
You learn something new every day.
Marco Kane went, who is actually Professor X's stepbrother, by the way. He went to some kind of jungle place to kind of look around and some stuff. I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, I remember you telling me.
And about found this crystal, right. And it gave him the Juggernaut powers. But they,
that's right. That's
the, in, right. In the yeah. movies, they made him a mutant, which was a mistake. He's not a mutant. He's magical. It's actually really interesting. Juggernaut's powers. You can actually read more about him. His abilities are actually connected to. Like a bunch of myths and folklores, and like his unstoppable ability is like, it's like a whole thing. It's really interesting.
Okay.
He was a good guy. He turned into a hero for a while, but then turned back to a villain, and that goes back and forth. He's a very annoying card when you play Marvel Snap.
Have you played that recently? It's been a long time since
I played. I play Marvel Snap about once a day, once every couple of days.
You're back into it.
Yeah, I play it and then get my butt kicked and quit and rage.
Okay, I switched. I'm a Warcraft Rumble guy these days.
Warcraft Rumble? Is that something I should get on my phone?
You should definitely check it out, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. We'll see.
Put it on. Talk to me about it.
Send it to me in a text message link so I can definitely not want to do it.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Now we fast forward all the way through the middle seasons and episodes of the cartoon, and I have one note. From the last episode of the series, and it's Mutant Containment Bill.
At the
end, so we start off with the Mutant Control Agency,
yeah,
and we end up with the Mutant Containment Bill. There's a guy that's like in front of Congress. He's like, "We must sign my Mutant Containment Bill, and I'm going to reveal Professor X as a mutant by using this Radio Shack gizmo that I have in my hand." And he blasts Professor X, and sets apart the demise of
Professor Xavier. Henry Peter Grinch. Garrick. Henry Peter Garrick?
Garrick. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so he's definitely not a fan of mutants at all.
No, he doesn't like them.
And like
they're different.
And you
he says they're different from us.
Well, they are. I would say better. Right? So you saw the final episode. Tell us about what happens in the final episode so we can kind of get ready for the premiere.
Okay, so yeah, that's the beginning. Then there's a bunch of stuff that happens in the middle you don't really need to know about.
Probably need to know some of it, but that's okay.
You know, Wolverine and Cyclops and Jean Grey, they go to find Magneto, get Magneto's help to save Professor X. Magneto is the only person that can do that. Magneto's like, oh, okay, I'll come and help, fine, whatever. Even though he was leading a rebellion at the time. He was leading a rebellion because of Professor X's attack.
Mm-hmm.
Or the attack on Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
That gave Magneto the opportunity to lead a rebellion. Worldwide rebellion of mutants. And mutants are like rising up and all kinds of cities across the planet.
I like it. I'm for that.
Okay. So Magneto comes back. He like helps Professor X reach some alien.
Mm-hmm.
I did not note the name of or species of alien.
Wait, this is actually really important. So hang on. I gotta find it. It's the Shi'ar Empire, and her name is Leandria. I think that's pretty pronounced it. Leandria. So Professor X.
That's exactly right. You nailed that. Yeah.
Professor X has a love affair. He's in love with the leader of the Shi'ar Empire, and so that's what he connected to. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So they basically cheap out as much as you could possibly cheap out on a character's death. So instead of dying, Professor X does not die. But what he does instead is the how do you say their name? The Shi'ar?
Shi'ar.
Shi'ar.
Yeah, Shi'ar. Shi'ar.
He can only remain alive under care of the Shi'ar. So instead of dying, he has to ascend the earthly realm into this faraway celestial world where he can remain alive.
I like it.
So that's the end. He dies, but he doesn't die.
I mean, we know he's going to show back up at the in the new series, right?
You think so?
Yeah, he's going to come back.
Uh-huh. You think maybe he'll show up with like a spacesuit, you know?
Well, the thing is, in X-Men,
He can't survive on Earth without the Shi'ar care. So he's got like a spacesuit.
Yeah,
he can show it back on Earth because it's like self-contained.
Well, no, hang on,
Shi'ar care.
God, just give me a second. I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh no!
Hang on, if I can find it.
Is this a leak? Are you no, showing me a leak?
It's
not a
leak. It's from the comics, but I'm trying to figure out if I can find it for you.
Did the same thing happen in the comics? Yes. Did he die but not die in the comics?
He didn't die, but he went to space and he came back.
Oh,
here it is. I found it.
Did he go to space because he couldn't survive anymore?
I'm not really sure why he went to space, but he came back, and that's what kind of started the X-Men series. Hey, I got a great picture for you to look at. Mm. So let's remember this when we actually start the sense. Let's remember this when we start the series. He might show back up in his outfit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's exactly what I was imagining.
Yeah, and he didn't know.
Minus the cape.
Yeah, he didn't know that. No, the people, the fans didn't know who he was until he took his helmet off.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, so that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, so you want my predictions?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
One, Professor X will return in some form towards the end. That'll be a major point of the story, him coming back. Two.
You're probably right.
Jean Grey and Cyclops. Jean Grey is pregnant. We've seen that in trailers. Her birth is going to be a big deal. It's going to be Cable, of course, but we'll see how that works out. We're not sure.
Some people are saying that they don't believe that's Jean Grey.
It might be her clone, Madeline, which is true. Three.
Jean Grey's alive in the last episode of.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it would work, but it might be Madeline, so we'll have to figure
that out. Because this new series is supposed to pick up like minutes from where.
Yeah, so I'm not sure.
The other one leaves off, yeah.
Yeah. Three.
Amazing. The reason the new series is called X-Men 97 is because that's the year that the old series ended.
Yeah. Three, I think the New Mutants are going to show up because in the X-Men comics, when Professor X was gone and Magneto took over leadership of the team, that he started the New Mutants. So I think that
Who did?
Magneto. What?
Magneto started the New Mutants.
He didn't start them, but he led them for a while. So I think.
So maybe X-Men 97 is really more. It's going to be about the New Mutants.
The New Mutants are almost 100% guaranteed.
Because he does inherit every. Apparently, Professor X gave everything to Magneto in the first episode of this new series.
I almost promise you the New Mutants are going to show up.
I think that sounds highly likely.
Because they're young characters, they're kind of new. It'd be fun to see them.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And my last prediction is that the end of the season will be a cliffhanger of some sort, of course.
No!
It's definitely going to happen. But I'm not sure what storyline they're going to go through. I'm not sure what storyline they're going to work on with this. There's so many different X-Men storylines. I'm trying to think of the storyline that they haven't covered in the X-Men 97.
So we know that they've already written a second season of this show.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be a cliffhanger.
I'm thinking the guy that was recently fired
pitched
a third season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I have to wait until we start watching it. But there's so many different storylines they can go through. The one storyline I can see is the No More Mutants storyline, where Scarlet Witch like takes away 90% of all mutants' powers. But I don't know how they're going to work that out. I don't think that's going to be it. It might be some... I'm not sure what they're going to do. So I'm not going. I don't want to speculate too much, but I'm curious to see what it goes. Those are my predictions, which are not great. It's fine.
Okay.
All right, that's it. I think we're pretty good, right? We're good. X-Men.
I think we're as good as we're gonna get.
Yeah. So hey, if you love the X-Men cartoon, watch a couple episodes, realize they look like butt like right now, and then wait for the X-Men 97 comics shows to drop. It drops on Wednesday. Right.
Maybe scan through the episode titles and pick out a few sound cool.
I like that one, yeah. And also, get ready to watch it 97, it'd be fun. We're going to do it every week, right, Mike? So every week we're going to watch an X-Men episode, talk about it.
That's right.
Talk about how it works.
Thursday we should have a new podcast talking about the show that showed up on Wednesday.
Sounds good. It should be super fun. Get ready for that. All right. We got some news you can abuse.
I want to get started. I just briefly mentioned that the guy got fired. So about a week ago, Marvel fired the creator of X-Men 97, mm-hmm. and I guess he was also the head writer. He wrote most of he was the head writer for season one, had finished writing season two, and had pitched season three. He got fired. He deleted all of his social media accounts. We don't know anything more than that.
We don't know why he got fired.
Right. Nobody has said anything.
It's either... sexual.
But the fact that he deleted all of his social media accounts doesn't look good for him.
No, it's probably some kind of sexual assault stuff.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, I know. That's terrible for him.
Yeah. Rumors are coming out. He was also kind of abusive around with the people working on the show. But those are rumors. Who knows?
I believe the rumors. You don't get fired from somebody this unless you do something really bad.
Especially like not right before the show comes.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like a bad look on. It's a bad look for everybody because it gives the show a bad tinge, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. The buzz for the X-Men 97 is getting really good buzz. It's getting really, really good buzz. I'm going to read you some quotes from some smart people who got jobs to critics. This is from, who is this? Tisa Smith. I don't know who this is, but she says overwhelmed with emotions. She said, "To me, my X-Men to have this series back has overwhelmed me." With emotion, I've seen the first three episodes, and each one brought me to tears. So many characters and storylines done perfectly in caps, which is not necessary. I love having this team back. For those nervous, don't be. The show is incredible. Another quote from Greg Alba says, After rewatching the original X-Men anime series and now the first couple of episodes of X-Men 97, I can honestly say the series is fantastic. It's how you remember preserving the characters and themes, yet evolved with a more cinematic touch and beautiful action scenes. Okay, cool.
Well, that's good. That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, and then Russ Milham says, just saw the first three episodes of X-Men 97, and I can confidently say that fans of the original X-Men series will be very happy with it. I also really enjoyed the updated animation style. It would be great to have the X-Men back in the spotlight. So there you go.
Nice.
Now, see, this is cool because the X-Men cartoon led the way to the X-Men movies. And so maybe that's what we're thinking about here. Maybe they're going to do that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next up, you're not getting a Hulk movie anytime soon. There's an article about this. Kevin Feige has said that it's not going to happen. So they own the rights to it and they can't get the rights. That's what happens when you sell your rights to everybody because you're broke. And then when you get money, you try to buy them back. Nobody wants to sell it to you.
They have a really high price.
So disappointing. I think I have a quote. He says here, this is someone talking to Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. And then the interview says, do you get involved in the scripts? And then Ruffalo says, what would you like to do? He said, Kevin Feige asked me, Mark Ruffalo, what would you like to do? He said, what would you do if you had a standalone Hulk movie? And then Mark Ruffalo said, well, I'd like to take him from this raging maniac to sort of this integrated character. And Kevin is like, okay, we'll do that over the course of four movies. We'll never give you a standalone Hulk. Let's just get that. Don't mean to burst your bubble, but that's not happening. So we'll do it over the four movies. So they kind of gave. So this conversation with Mark Ruffalo is like
that's like a long time ago.
Yeah, so it was a long time ago, but yeah. There was a conversation about having a standalone Hulk movie, but instead they can't get a standalone Hulk movie because of the rights. Right. And then they said, okay, we'll have the Hulk through the Avengers movies transition through the Avengers movies, and that actually makes sense when you look at Avengers 1, Avengers 2, right. Avengers 3. Yeah, so it's like. When you watch all the Avengers movies, you're watching the Avengers movies, but you're also watching the Hulk's evolution, which is a cool way to look at it now.
Yeah.
I never thought that before. But now when you really think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we're not getting a Hulk movie.
Any other sequels we're not getting?
Yeah, we're not getting the Eternals. It's over. We're not getting the Eternals, guys. It's not happening.
What's the news here?
These are canceled.
No one ever thought this was going to happen.
Yeah, these are some canceled projects that just got killed off. Like War Machine's done. We're not getting an Inhumans movie. The Eternals is
reported. They canceled War Machine?
Yeah, War Machine's not happening. But wait, War Machine is different than the Armor Wars.
Okay.
That's a new thing that's supposed to be done. But we haven't heard anything yet. Eternals 2 isn't happening, which I mean it's sad. We should get Eternals 2 to finish it all up so we can
a perfect world we would get it, but they've got too much on their hands already. We don't need the Eternals. Let's not do a sequel.
I kind of feel sad to me. There has to be a way we can get that story about what happened to them.
They've just got too much. I mean, they've got too much on their hands. Like they can't tie all that stuff together. They can't do it.
There's a whole thing about all these. The article also talks about.
We don't even have a sequel to Shang-Chi yet.
No, that's true.
You know? Yeah, like how many years has it been since that movie came out?
That's true. There's also a bunch of information about old movie ideas that got trashed. You don't really need to see these, but they're there.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of glad some of these movies were sucked. all right. Here's this interesting thing. The title of this article says that we're getting a Nova movie. However, that's not true. Nova is in development. Now, I won't read a quote. This is a quote from a dude. This is Brad Wonderbaum. He works at Marvel. Here's what he says. He says, we love Nova. We are in really early development on Nova. We have a new system behind the scenes at Marvel Studios. We're more like a traditional studio now. We're developing more than we actually will produce. There are plans to develop Nova. I love Nova 2. I love Rich Rider 2. I hope it gets to the screen. The world is always chaos. There's always things. You got to conjure these things to make them happen. But I would love to see Nova show one day. Now, this is interesting. I don't care about the Nova development. This is what is interesting. He says, there's a new system at Marvel Studios. It's more like a traditional studio now, and it says we're developing more than we actually will produce, which means they have a bunch of people in some rooms developing scripts and story ideas.
Yeah, and working on scripts, working on storyboards.
Yeah, and then the execs will get pitches from them, and they're like, yes, no, which is different because before it was like, we're going to do this. We're not going to develop anything. Here's what we're doing. So it's an interesting change. We'll see how it works, but it's good and bad. The good part is that we're going to get, a lot of development. They're going to develop a lot of stuff. They probably developed over 24 things already. The bad thing is that we might not get that because they might not greenlight it. So
right.
So you should assume that they're developing all kinds of
stuff. Well, we wish they had this in place when Secret Invasion was being talked about.
Yeah, that should have been developed. 100%. That was not developed.
Develop that. Don't produce it.
Yeah, it was terrible. I just watched. I watched half of the Marvels, which holds up. You should watch it. Have you watched it yet? Twice yet? Again?
Yeah. I don't think I've watched it since it hit Disney Plus yet.
Yeah, it holds up well. I was under the influence of herbal tea at the time. And I did rewind a couple action scenes four times just to kind of
the cat scene, I'm assuming, was one of them.
Yeah, the cat scene and also the fight in the house. There was a cool right, move that Marco Rambo did. That was like, I have to see that. What did I just see? There's a lot of horrible TV involved.
That's good.
But it holds up. It holds up well. It holds up well. It's a fun movie. Anyway, that's it.
Nice.
That's
nice.
The news you can't abuse. It's interesting about the development stuff. That's interesting.
That is interesting, yeah. You don't think about that a lot, but yeah, that's definitely the way.
All right, Mike, we'll be, of
course. The way Hollywood works.
Yeah. Next week, X-Men 97, we're going to do Thursday podcast, right, Mike?
That's right. Yeah, we'll be talking about that on Thursday. Yeah,
Thursday recordings.
X-Men 97.
Yeah, so look out for Thursday recording sessions from us. Mike.
Do you think the second season will be called X-Men 98?
I hope so. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Or maybe, ooh, you know, it'd be cool, X-Men 2008. There's a 10-year jump.
That could be good.
That'd be fun. That's creative. Mike, how can our listeners get this to other people's ears, share this with their friends and families? How can we get people to listen to our podcast?
Well, hey, it's 1997, so...
I wish.
Put your cassette in your jam box.
Nice.
And take it onto like your public transit with you, you know, just play it. Just play it for them, you know? And when they ask you, hey, what is that you're listening to? Write it down on a sheet of paper and hand it to them. Say, hey, this is, it's the Super Sideshow podcast. You can find it by typing that in to altavista.com.
You remember JNCOs?
Is that the jeans?
Yeah.
I do not actually remember them at the time. I have heard that they were a thing.
People still wear those things, man.
They were not a thing where I was at. Were they a thing where you were at?
Very much.
In the 90s?
Very much.
These are like ridiculously wide jeans.
Yeah, the bigger the JNCOs you had, the more of an awesome person you were.
Right? Okay. Yeah, nobody I knew wore those.
God, we look like idiots. We look like clowns walking down the street.
Did you have some?
I had a pair of JNCOs, but they weren't like big. They were just a pair. But I look like
yours were moderate JNCOs.
I look like an idiot. I look like a moron. just like I look like the dumbest kid on the block, but you couldn't tell me anything.
Right. Yeah, man. They were the thing. Yeah.
What a crazy time. It's amazing. It's wild. What happens to a culture when it's at peace and nothing bad's happening. you know? I don't want to get too twisted. The 90s, you know, gay marriage was still illegal. You know, we still had some issues with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the Middle East was a complete disaster, which is one reason
why. I mean, has anything changed?
No, but it's just kind of amplified. You know, it's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week for X-Men.
On Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday. Like, not even next weekend, a couple days. X-Men.
Yeah, a few days.
97.